Well, folks, we're in Anderson Valley, and when you're in Anderson Valley, you're either dreaming about Pinot Noir, drinking Pinot Noir, or some great sparkling wine. Christy Ackerman is here with me, and she's the winemaker here at Lazy Creek Vineyards. Now, this is a great project, and this is Pinot Noir at its best. First of all, Christy, let's talk about Pinot Noir, this area. It's amazing what's happening with Anderson Valley.
Oh, yes. I've been coming out to Anderson Valley for 15, 20 years, tasting, you know, all those years and buying, trading wines with winemakers. And I am just amazed at how the quality has increased in the last at least 5 years or so. It's amazing. I mean, you come out here and it's a highly sought after area now for Pinot Noir. We're doing some great things.
Really is, and it has the attention of some of the biggest wineries in California. If you notice, it's who's really coming up here. Now let's really talk about this next. This is the first Pinot Noir we'll be talking about. This is Lazy Creek Vineyards, a Lazy Day Pinot Noir. Great name, great wine. I'll have a glass and you tell me about it.
All right, it's meant for a lazy day. So this is our everyday Pinot Noir. This is what you're gonna have on your table every night for dinner, $28 a bottle.
So I like that concept.
Yeah. Very inexpensive for 100% Pinot Noir from Anderson Valley. It is a blend of our three branches that we have up here in Anderson Valley, and it's just a very light, fruit-forward, very minimal new oak on it. We do, depending on the vintage, 8 to 15% new oak on it. So it's really easy drinking. It's also, for people who are just getting into red wines, it's a really nice introductory red wine because it's very light on tannin.
I think this is a great place to start, and especially if you're going to be enjoying some different Pinot Noirs that might be a little larger in structure. This is a great first course wine. People need to enjoy different nuances of Pinot Noir, and when you're taking three or four vineyards and putting a little bit of this and a little bit of that, you're getting a lot of wine in that bottle.
Absolutely. My favorite part of winemaking is blending. You just get so many complexities coming through. I love single vineyards for what they are and for what they show, that, you know, terroir, but the blends are the fun things to make.
Well, folks, we're going to enjoy some great food with this, and where would you go food-wise if we could say, hey, chef, bring this out for us?
Well, I'm a fish person, so I love fish dishes.
You're in the right spot.
Yeah, I am, on the coast here. You know, salmon, I love salmon. We have so much good salmon in this area, and oysters. This goes great with cheeses. We have a pizza oven here on the property, so we do a lot of pizza.
Don't tell me that.
Yeah, so we love pairing the pizzas with the Pinot Noirs.
All right, well, folks, we're going to have some great food here on Have Wine, We'll Travel. And Christy and I are going to enjoy this great wine from Lazy Creek Vineyards. This is Lazy Day Pinot Noir.